the 8th Perek, 3rd Halacha. Kol nafsh merubinyan zeh eina ha-neshama tzuricha leguf el tzuris ha-nefshi ha-das she-siga mi-aborek vi-kocha ve-siga ha-deos nifrados shar-masim v'hi ha-tzuris she-bi-yarnu in yana b'perek revi mi-helchos yisodei ha-torah hinukas nefesh binyan zeh. So the Rambam's saying the nefesh that's going to be in Shemaim is the one that we've explained in detail in the 4th chapter of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Laws of the Foundation of the Torah. The nefesh meaning the nefesh that does not need a body, but it's that, those, let's use the word intellectual capacities that each soul is endowed with by the Creator. Now, Chaim Eilu Lefi Sheinim HaMoves, Sheinim HaMoves Elim Oros Moros Aguf, and since there is no death in the world to come, because death, as we know it, is only affiliated with the human body, with all of its frailties, and Vein Shom Guf, so since there is no body in the world to come, Nikras Tzura Chaim, it is called the eternal life, or the bond of eternal life, Shenemar Haisa Nefesha Adonai Tzura B'Tzura Chaim, which of course we say at all the various funerals and other unfortunate circumstances. And this is the pinnacle and the ultimate good, that there is no good that can eclipse it or that even approaches it. And this is what all of the prophets have longed for. And there are all sorts of names that have been attributed to the world to come, but none of them should be taken literally. There's Har Hashem, the mountain of God, and Makom Kodesh, the place of His holiness, Derech HaKodesh, the path of holiness, Chatzos Hashem, the courtyard of the God, Norm Hashem, the pleasantness of God, Ve'ol Hashem, the tent of God, Ve'echel Hashem, Beis Hashem, and Shar Hashem, all these different attributes. Chomim Kol Derech Mashal Tova, Zoha Mizumenes, the Tzadikim Sa'uda. And the sages have generally referred to this as the meal. In other words, the meal, just as physically, when you have a good meal, you're satisfied and you're happy and you're in good mood. So too, this is the world, the banquet that's gonna for the world to come for the righteous. V'korin la b'chol makom ha'olam haba, and this is what's referred to as the world to come. Hanekama sheinekama gedolim menu, and conversely, the vengeance, that there's no greater vengeance than it, should decross an epshalitzkelos v'chaim, is when the soul gets cut off and will not benefit from this life. Shnemar yikoresh tekoresh nefeshi avonabah, as the Torah says, the nefesh will be cut off. It is full of sin and it is irredeemable. V'ze'avdon hishakorin osanavim derech mashal bershochas. And again, this is what our sages again have referred to, the empty pit. V'avdon the loss, v'tifata v'aluka v'chol lashon kliya v'ashchosa. So all expressions to talk about complete desolation and destruction, korin lo lefi shehi akloya sheinach re'at kuma, because it is the loss that once you're there, there is no standing up from it, of Hefseid Sheinu Chozer Olam, and the loss that is undescribable, because no one can ever come back from this type of a loss. So therefore we should do tshuva, so we should not succumb to these types of terrible punishments.